All right, we're back. We are back. Hopefully we're doing this shit right and it's actually recording. Hopefully we didn't lose any of our wits about us. But we are back. Sorry for
Yeah, bro.
the long
This is a
break.
test again.
There you go. Sorry for the long break. We had
Yeah, we
shit to
just.
do and this shit does not pay the bills. So that's what it is.
Ultimately, that's it. We had to get to our grind. I moved. I had a few things happen to me, dealing with some legalities. It seems like every time I got something with the courts, I might as well get an apartment up in that bitch. And then you got kids, so you got to maintain, and work is crazy. So yeah, and yeah, just the whole a lot of transitioning going on. So with that said, hopefully we got a whole bunch of shit to talk about. Probably not,
Yeah,
but whatever. We're back.
exactly. You would just the other night we've been trying to plan this shit out to get a recording going and it's just shit's been happening. It keeps delaying, keeps pushing our shit back, keeps delaying or whatever, but I was thinking about that just last night 'cause we were supposed to record last night. But so I was thinking about that shit. I was like, "Man, we're gonna have like this should be an awesome show. We should have so much shit to talk about because, it's been like weeks and weeks and weeks of not putting out an episode." But I started thinking, I was like,
Should have been like damn near a month.
"I know," but then I started thinking, I was like, "Man, it's been a long time." But I'm always busy and like I'm never watching the news and shit. I'm never just strolling through the fucking the internet and shit. So I still don't know what the fuck is going on in the world, dog. Like I don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like I had to just last night or the night before, I had to literally set time to go on the internet and start looking for shit to talk about,
Damn, that's a productive ass motherfucker right there. Shit, usually it's the other way around. People are like, I gotta put the damn internet down so I can do other shit. You're like, oh, I gotta dedicate time to trick off on the
I
internet.
know, right? It's
Yeah, that's good
I
though.
know, and it's
It's good. I ain't mad at you.
honestly, you're making me, making me out to be better than, probably what that is. But it's more by default because, of my job. I can't, I don't have the, I'm not in an office, where I can, every 10 minutes or whatever, however the fuck you office people, get through your day, however many breaks you guys get. I gotta take a shit, I gotta take a piss. Then your real fucking 15-minute break comes or whatever. I don't have that luxury, so I don't have, the time to fucking sit there and do whatever on your phone or whatever. So it's kind of by default, but
So
I'll
you
take
don't
the
take
kudos
pisses
though,
or
you
what?
know?
Well, I mean, shit, with that said, I just deactivated my Facebook account because at work, I don't want to say I'm slacking, but it's like this. You got like a bear chasing you and your friends. You don't have to be faster than the bear. You just got to be faster than your friends or the people you're with.
Right.
So some over here having, kind of comparisons with me and other coworkers. Like, everything is kind of, shit's kind of hitting the fan at work in a way with just gear and other things, little incidences here and there. So I just been like, and as I'm thinking about it, what am I doing during the day? And like half the time, if they were to ever look up my internet hours, or like what I'm looking up and what I'm doing, I'm on Facebook and fucking Instagram like half the time. Like s real shit. Like I'm never doing anything at work. Like no fucking wonder I'm fucking
No wonder you haven't got
slacking
that
over here.
promotion.
Yeah,
Those,
real
you
shit.
think they
I'm
haven't
like,
done it yet, but
they
they
asked me a
are
simple
doing that
question. I'm
shit,
like, huh?
dogs. You know what I mean? When they have their little meetings and shit, and they're over there looking up. Look at this.
Man.
Look at Ruben's timeline, man. This motherfucker done put in 45 hours this week, and he's done about 2.5 hours of work.
Real shit, like, really? I'm not even. It's funny you laughing, but I might be fucking looking for a new job like fucking next week. Talking about we have an impromptu meeting, Ruben. Meet me at fucking 2:30. Like I have this. I have this fucking weird ass little paranoia that my boss is gonna be like in one, because we have to like go to rooms and make sure that they work right. And I'm thinking like one of these days I'm just gonna have like a ticket to say show up to this room and address an issue like at a certain time. And I go in that motherfucker, turn the lights on, and my boss is like in the fucking conference room, like, I've been waiting for you. And
it's fucking, like sit some down. Real movie like, shit right shit. There.
I thought I was, yeah. Yeah, like, I was like, oh, damn, I thought I was coming in to fucking replace a cable, and you're over here in fucking pitch like, black. Like, what the hell?
Pulling up every the website you visited, every.
Yeah, just revealing like
they like got I'm your shit like on Jesus a projector screen, like pulling, you know what I mean? Like chick, like each
yeah, all the cameras yeah, around like a campus slideshow, pulling like, my shit up.
Chick, at 8:55, you visited this website.
Hey, real talk though, I was talking to my lead today and was like, and I used that same analogy too as far as getting away from the damn bear with, you know, just or be faster smarter than your friends, right?
Trip a motherfucker.
Well, because, you know, we got texts.
No, that are, I know. That I'm I know saying, I'm like, above, you know, guess, you could find a way to cut somebody down. Like, this fool might be faster, and you know he's faster, so, you know, throw that little leg out there, you know what I'm saying? Trip him up.
Oh, yeah, same shit. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, whatever you got to do, right? Just survival of the fittest. Tie their shoelaces before we start running. I'm gone. But now he kind of reassured me. He's like, "You're not the one in the bottom of this whole shit pile." So I'm like, "That's good." But again, when they start getting like let go or whatever the hell, then I'm gonna be at the bottom. So I got like step my shit up. That's but whatever. We're not here.
That's good to hear, but. Really, like, when you think about it, what you want to hear is like, oh, man, don't even worry about it. You're not even close. You know what I mean? But when I hear that, like, oh, don't worry about it, man. You're not all the way at the bottom. It's like, huh? That means.
Well, he didn't say those exact words, but in a way, he was like, you're good. But, yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of it, though. It's like, damn, I gotta get back to the, you know, I gotta study more. I gotta get back to the damn drawing board or whatever the fuck you call it. Do what I should have been doing for fucking ever instead of tricking off on Facebook. And but yeah, so I spent too much time on Facebook, so I deleted that shit, and now I'm over here like, damn, I need to get back on Facebook to find out like what people are doing or what's going on in the world, because that's the real news. That's how you know. That's how you know about fucking shit with politics and people getting shot up, people getting arrested. Oh, so there was what a policeman, and we're at Minnesota.
Oh, where was that's it at? In. I think it was in South Carolina. Yeah, somewhere in South Carolina.
Oh, but, same shit. Yeah,
we you know, maybe we're to some of our loyal listeners out there, whoever you know they are, if there is even any out there. But you know, we might have beat this shit to death, but you know, this is actually a good thing, because not, and I don't want to say it like that because it sounds, I don't know, it sounds kind of fucked up, but you know, the what's coming out of it is good, that the police officer, that, you know, somebody is always somebody with a video somewhere, you know what I'm saying? We've said that shit before too, but ain't that some shit? Like, seriously, that fucking cop must, I mean, he did it because honestly, dude, he fucking really thought there was nobody about that bitch, dude. And you know, lo and behold, there's somebody walking on the side recording that shit. And you know, motherfucker, it is what it is. There's really no fucking hiding from it. And that's what I've said before, is instead of, you know, the police officers, you know, always protecting their own no matter what, you know, having videos like that before, you know, no matter what, nope, they're going to protect them. Nope. It, you know, it was this, it was that. I really fucking was happy to see that the sergeant or whoever, whatever his title is, that's in charge of that, you know, precinct. As soon as he saw the video, I mean, from the story that I read, as soon as he saw the video, he charged his fellow police officer with, you know, with murder. And, You know, there, you know, that's a good thing, dude. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Just because there's one bad cop doesn't mean that your whole precinct is bad. You know what I'm saying? When you start protecting people, you know, over time, then that's what really happens is everyone sees the whole, you know, LA cops, you know, they're all, you know, in on it or whatever. So, you know, that's what I've been, you know, wanting, honestly, is for something like that to happen. And, you know, it actually has. So, yeah, you know,
put them on notice.
What's wrong with that? Like, hey, my guy fucked up. You know what I mean? That's it. What's the big deal? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that dude's life is over, but you know what I mean? That's what it is, dog. Like, didn't nobody make your ass sign up for that shit?
The main thing is the brother's life's. Well, that brother's life's really over. And I don't see. Don't they have those guns that get like, I don't know, rubber bullets? Like, if I was a cop, I'd be busting fools with those rubber bullets all day, just because you know they're gonna get killed. But you just fuck the shit out of them. They'll get bruises like fucking baseball bats in their side of their head. But yeah, he didn't even like look around either. He kind of just shot him up and then like approached the body and made the call. And said, you know, he was reaching for my taser.
Yeah, he lied.
Said something
he's,
like that.
You know, he was lying.
I was fearful of my life.
Motherfucker was lying.
But, I mean, that's the thing, though. Imagine, again, 20 plus, not even that long, really, 10 years ago, 5 even, I don't know, without the technology and the way the media is, the people without the camera phones, without that, you know, without this technology, how many countless fucking murders cops were already doing that were just, you know, covering it up because they can. You know, so again, yeah, man, imagine if that dude wasn't there.
Yeah, it would have went down just the same as all this shit that's been happening last year. You know what I mean? The year before.
And we wouldn't have even heard about it. It would have been small paper
shit. Yeah, local
shit,
news
like,
and
you
shit.
Know, like, no, nothing would have been said about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up, but yeah, it's a good thing that stupid ass cop, because you know that cops are human too, so they take this fucking badge and this power, and they get brainwashed in their own way, in their own fucking how they should be, and a lot of them are just fucking cowards behind the shield. So then they get a little threat from somebody that wants to actually mouth off on them and raise their voice and cuss. They get all fucking scared and pull the gun out. It's like, man, you gotta be fucking. You gotta be better than that, buddy.
And you know what?
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, that's what you know. We, like I said, we've talked about this shit before, but I like seriously, dude. I am so for all cops to wear fucking video cameras, dude. Like, what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with that, dude?
There's this one thing, again, off Facebook, because Facebook tells me the truth. This video, there was this video about these policemen, like, beating up some dude or some chick or whatever. And his cop car, like, was recording it. And so he told everybody, he's like, oh, chill out, we're red right now, we're red. And basically, you know, when you're videotaping, your camera has a red light, right? So he's basically letting them know, he's like, oh, he's like, chill the fuck out, like, quit whooping his ass because we're getting recorded, you know. Let's not record, then we could continue whooping his ass. Yeah. But I mean, so that's just it too, though. And that's another point with what you're saying of put the recorder on. But how many bullshit ass incidents are we gonna hear about? Oh, my video camera on my chest didn't work, or it malfunctioned, or the battery died, or it fucking wouldn't transmit or some stupid shit. So or the guy grabbed my video camera and broke it as I was telling him.
The thing,
you know, I feared for my life because he pulled my camera off my
chest. No, I get it, but the thing, yeah,
I mean, it helps.
It's a step in the right direction, and honestly, it's up to us. It's up to everybody that elects all the officials. You know, everyone that all of us, dude, that puts up with so much shit. You know, if you don't step up and demand, you know, the proper equipment and for shit to be working right, you know, then it's just going to continue. And I don't think it's going to ever happen anyways. And you might get, you know, here and there precincts that, you know, do it. But I don't think it's ever going to be like a mandated
in a small ass town.
Yeah,
don't
you know, but
matter.
Exactly. I don't think it's ever going to be mandated for like LAPD or, you know, New York or some shit. I don't think it's going to happen. But I think it should, because, yo, if I had a camera on me, dog, all day long, or when I was at work, you know, just that when I was at work, I wouldn't, you know, do, yeah, yeah, dude, I would be more, you know, alert, because you get comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like you said, cops are the same way. They get comfortable. They're going through, you know, their daily shit with their families or whatever. Baby's mom's pissing them off. Fucking wife is pissing them off. Kids are pissing them off. They're on their own shit. They're fucking head somewhere else. And, you know, they're going on whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a camera on you, that shit, I mean, that is going to keep your head in the game. Like, yo, I cannot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to run that little red light. You're not going to put your flasher lights to get through traffic. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to shoot a motherfucker when you know you're in the wrong and you got a videotape that's recording. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep motherfuckers more in check. So I'm all for it, but I doubt we ever see that shit in a major, you know, metropolitan area or some shit.
Yeah, they'll not pass that. It'd be cool if they did it, but yeah, I don't see it happening either. Just because they want to have that control still. Even the, yeah, it'd just be too much.
Fuck the police. But, fuck the police. Hey, didn't the NWA make a movie or some shit like that? Did you hear about that shit?
Well, NWA has their own movie coming out or whatever. Like, it's about NWA, yeah. So it's like, it's got like Ice Cube's real son.
Oh, is it?
Dre's nephew, or it's got like actual relatives playing the parts.
That just ruined it for me, honestly. Like, I'd rather they just got some real actors, you know what I'm saying? This motherfuckers are using. Hey, get cousin Jody over here, some shit. That shit sounds like it's
he needs some money.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that shit sounds like not a good idea to
me. Well, you know, Ice Cube's son probably got the same facial expressions like him, so you'd be like, oh, that's just that, you know, those weird ass confused looks. Like what'd he say?
You know?
Man, he said if he don't kill us, if he don't pay him, he's gonna kill us, man. Oh. Fucking Friday. What do you say? Smokey. That shit came out the other day on some fucking 20 year anniversary. Damn. Or something.
I remember
weird
that shit like it was yesterday when we saw that shit.
Made me feel old as fuck.
God damn.
Man, my brothers fucking bootlegged that shit from LA. Like, the homie came through with it on fucking VHS. Because he recorded it like at a theater or at a drive-in or something, and that shit, I think it got released in LA or whatever for like maybe a week or two or something crazy, and like they took it down because of, you know, the context of the content of the movie. So we over here, it's one of those things, man. I don't even know if it's bragging or it's, I don't want to call it bragging, but I'm always on top of, more than likely I'm on top of shit before it even becomes fucking popular. And so we were over here watching this movie, and it was cool, and it was funny as fuck, or whatever, and telling people about it. Oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. And then of course, fucking the movie comes out months later,
half a year later,
you know, for real distribution, and and everybody's
hey
all
Ruben,
fucking, oh,
hey Ruben, those hey did you old. Have you seen this movie yet? Have you seen this shit? you told them about that shit six months ago.
No. Yeah, fools all late to the party showing up about this shit.
You start fucking with people, and you're like, nah.
Came in and drank all the damn
good
drink.
No, I never
drink.
Seen it, man. Hey, watch it with them and shit. You're quoting the whole movie.
Yeah, giving away the good parts and shit. Fucking hating on fools. Nah, how'd you know that? We're gonna have
the granddaddy gave me that chain.
Psychic. No, but... Yeah, exactly. My granddad gave me this movie, bitch. I'm fucking... Walk out the door. They'd be like, I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. And then like 20 minutes later, oh, mind blown. I was blowing motherfuckers' mind before they was...
Before they knew what mind blowing felt like.
Exactly.
You sound extra old when we start saying shit like that, dog. Like, it remind me of like all the uncles and shit. Like, man, when I was a youngster... oh my God, I was so crazy.
I'm saying, I was about to quote a song that, didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? And that's by like the Delphonics or some shit, but ain't nobody knowing that. Fucking whippersnappers up in this bitch. Is it the Delphonics?
Probably, I don't know.
Somebody, huh?
I'm not that good. Delphonics.
It's some of that gangster shit. But that's the same track though.
I'm not sure if it's the Delphonics or motherfucking Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
The Stylistics or the motherfucking the Spinners. No, I don't know who it is. I think it's the Delphonics. I'm gonna look that shit up.
Do you got another computer next to you now where you can look shit up while we're recording or no?
Yeah, my shit shouldn't shut down on me. I've been using my my desktop computer. I
tried that shit on a little test run by myself recording, and just for the purpose of like minimizing it and then trying to go on the internet, and that shit turned off my recording. It stopped it. So I would need like another computer.
Yeah, my shit's working. Damn, son, you gotta get some new fucking bandwidth on your shit.
I don't know what it is. Shit, this
and to answer the question, fucking,
it's a MacBook Pro, whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? Sounds professional. Shit.
Oh, you got a good computer.
It sounds like it would work. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to try it because I didn't want to do it while we're recording. And then, you know, lose the whole fucking, you know, put in an hour's work and then like, oh, shit, man, right here on minute 15, fucking I went to the internet and I don't.
You probably hit the space bar like before you fucking went to the internet and you just stopped the computer. I don't know. The MacBook's legit. You shouldn't have no problem doing both. And to answer the question, it is the Delphonics with. Didn't I blow your mind?
Didn't I blow your mind? Here's Casey Kasem this with fucking time.
The new joint.
That shit goes.
I was about to hit them high notes, but yeah,
that's the cut. I think our shit's a little too deep to fucking. Our shit be sounding mad fucked up trying to hit them high notes, Doug.
Yeah, my shit'll start cracking like fucking bitches in bikinis, fucking booties.
But
I ain't even gonna try it. That's just gonna sound stupid as fuck. Speaking of bitches, what about your homeboy having a sex change? What's up with that fool?
My good old Brucey, good old fucking Brucey, yeah. That shit is the funniest thing. I ain't even gonna front, dog. Like seriously, I heard what I didn't even, you know. It's a promotion on TV, like it's legit. It's a promotion, but you know, on a commercial break on ABC, I think this shit is like a real life television event, you know, of the fucking summer or some shit. You know, it's like this Friday, don't miss fucking the interview with Bruce Jenner, and you know, like all serious, and it's like this big ass event. It's it's Friday, so it's tomorrow. But you know, I don't even have cable right now to be honest with you. But I heard that shit on Stern, on Sirius, as he's making fun of the promotion and he's making fun of Bruce Jenner and shit. But I think that shit's crazy, dog. I was thinking about that shit, and I kind of think it makes you wonder. You know what I'm saying? Because the way their whole shit is based, you know, based off of just, you know, seeking attention, and that's how they're getting, you know, paid, you know, because of their family on TV and shit. So in the back of my mind, I don't know, dude, I kind of think, you know what I'm saying, like maybe it's just he's doing something outrageous to get their family paid for the next 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to be interested the whole time in all this bullshit. But you know, I don't know, dude. It's fucking crazy. No matter what it is, like, you know, you should have certain standards. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you know, of shit that you should, you know, that you won't do. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
that you'll share. Man, that whole family don't got any standards. I mean, they blew up off Kim Kardashian taking it from Ray J in the behind, you know, just to get, you know, they got the TV shows. So he's, fuck, hanging out with all those broads makes you turn into a woman, apparently. Because this fool, I mean, he had, you know, the mom ain't too bad. I mean, she's cool, whatever, and he could have been happy with it, but whatever. He's happier now that he's a female. And that's just a fucking trip. I have not paid too much attention to his whole reason or his story. I don't really care. But like, was he talking about, not like you know everything, but if you know, was he talking about like he's been like this forever? Like it was a matter of time before he finally did it, or he just realized this to make him happy? Like, because I don't get it. I just don't get why you would do it. Like, let me find out fucking 10 years from now, you're going to see me rocking lipstick and fucking high heels. Like, oh, that's just fucking...
Yeah.
I found myself fucking... I went to the Buddhist temple and realized...
I've always wanted to be a girl.
Snatch.
Nah, I don't know. See, just the other day I was... The other day I was in the barbershop chopping it up. He's like, that chick, I think he's something like that. I don't know. I'm not trying to quote him, but you know, some to the point of, you know, like that chick, his wife is like such a nut fucking, like, you know, she made him want to become, you know, a girl or something like that. Something to that effect. And I was like, man, I don't know, dog. In my head, I wouldn't give a fuck how crazy my wife was or my girlfriend or whoever. Like, ain't nothing anybody can do to make me want to become a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's just not going to happen, dog. Like, that shit has to be. It's either for publicity and for another 5 years of motherfuckers tuning in to watch the Kardashians, or it's what he is, dog. Like, this motherfucker has wanted to do this shit for since he was a fucking, you know, Olympic athlete. Like, you know, he's probably in the fucking locker room walking around with fucking high heels or some shit in the showers or something. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit, like that kind of shit has to be in you, dog. Like, that does not, like, you can blame it on, like, can blame it on somebody, like, oh my god, like, you know, I had this weird trip, you know, and you know, this something happened and all of a sudden now, but you know, you're funny, dog. Like, seriously, that shit lives within you forever. Like, from the beginning, since you were, you know, playing with your G.I. Joes, you know, really you're looking at fucking Barbie over here like, yo, I really want to play with Barbie instead of, you know, my G.I. Joe, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, there's just no way, dog. I don't think so, you know.
Well, and again, I mean, I wasn't being serious about the women actually making him flip out like that, didn't it?
No, I wasn't saying for, you. That was the homie in the barbershop. That was he said kind of the same shit.
Well, I mean, exactly. So I mean, I said the same shit. So I'm gonna clarify.
Extra clarify.
And, but extra clarify. Let's not get it twisted. But in all seriousness, I know I'm making fun of the dude and all this because
it's a fucking talk
whatever,
show.
But. Because we're talking, and it's a show. But mainly, on some real shit, you know, good for him, because he was able to finally do it. My thing is, I don't see the whole, even for women to turn into men and men to turn into women, that's the part I don't get. Like, I mean, I got an obsession with, like, fucking Wallaby shoes and making sure I have fucking cool-ass fucking clothes and gear, but you know, like, the obsession. I guess it's the obsession to it. Like, I don't know. Like, they don't feel complete till shit gets really to this point. They don't feel like themselves. I don't know. I mean, I know chicks that do fucking surgery and liposuction and fucking get their lips all collagened out and they get all... And it's like, man, girl, you could really chill the fuck out on that. But they got so much money and so much time. They just keep fucking doing this shit where their lips are going to be bigger than their fucking forehead and fucking Botoxed out. So I don't know. Homeboy's got a shitload of money. He fucking, again, he feels like he needs to be a woman, apparently. He did the He cut his fucking wang off, and now he's a fucking female, whatever you want to call it. He's something. He ugly ass fucking female. Sorry, but I gotta. He ain't cute.
And speaking of being an ugly ass, I mean, like, seriously, dog. I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, that motherfucker does not look good with his long hair. Just still, you know, the last time I seen him on TV, he just had long hair. Yeah,
full of leather, Crypt Killer.
Yeah, dog, Crypt like Keeper. Exactly. And he's still dressed like a man with just long hair. So I can only imagine seeing him, you know, walking around with like a woman get up or some shit. But I was it's a good.
Just weird, dog. Just weird as fuck. It's
a good segue to the next thing here with somebody he's probably jealous of, to be, you know, if this shit's real. And remember, it's a fucking comedy show, so relax. But, you know, so somebody is probably jealous of this fucking dude's name. It's a dude, so I'm saying a dude. This motherfucker's name is Andreja, which his real name was probably like Andrew or some shit. I don't know. But he changed his name's Andrew. You can look this shit up on the internet. If you're listening, like, go to your phone right now. Type in this name. It's Andreja Pegic. His last name is spelled Pegic, and he made the headlines just last night or some shit, I don't know, but for being Vogue magazine's first transgender fucking, you know, model or some shit, you know, featured in their magazine or something like that. And I ain't gonna lie, dog. Like, seriously, that shit freaked me out, dog. Cause at first, when I seen the picture, I was like, damn, this, you know, she's good, man. Like, for reals, you know what I'm saying? And then you read the thing and you're like, holy shit, you gotta be kidding me, man. Like seriously, I feel bad for you motherfuckers out there in the club. Like, you guys need to type that shit in and look at it. And next time you go to the club, which is probably tomorrow, because tomorrow's Friday or Saturday, like, you better be extra, extra careful, man. Like, seriously.
Man, I seen what you saw, and I say she kind of looks, he, she, kind of looks like a Gwyneth Paltrow look, and I'll fuck with Gwyneth Paltrow. Yep. I like that look. Not all the time, yeah,
you,
but I like that
you
look.
You would.
So yeah, if I was to come across this motherfucker in the club, dim light.
Yeah. Shit. And that's the whole point is like
would you like a drink?
That's the whole point is like, she doesn't look, or he doesn't look like super sexy. It's not like a Jennifer Lopez or some shit, you know, real curvy. It's exactly what you said. It's like a Gwyneth Paltrow look, but, you know, I think Gwyneth Paltrow looks good too, you know what I'm saying? And I fucks with her, and most everybody, especially if you're out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll fuck with some shit that's below your standards, and that dude does not, you know, like, you'd be fucking all over that shit. Like, if you were, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were in the club. So I'm just saying, dog, that shit freaks me out, and
I plead the fifth. You're on your own with that one, dog. Nah, just fucking shit.
What a dick.
Yo, next week, Mike's getting divorce papers or some shit.
His new life partner, Andreja.
Yeah, our first fucking guest on this motherfucker, Andreja. So, how'd you like California, spending the weekend with Mike?
See, that's what up. I get for being honest, man. Like, seriously, this shit is funny, but it's like, it's being honest, dog. Like, seriously, whoever's fucking listening out there, look that shit up and tell me you wouldn't fucking, if you seen that dude walking down the street, you wouldn't double take, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh shit, maybe try to, you know, if you're single, maybe hey, try I, to spit, I, you know what I'm I, saying? Like, come on, man.
Fucking, there's this one show, like, years and years ago, and I was talking to my dude at work, and he had me fucking dying, because he was on some real shit. Like, I thought he was serious. Like, that's why I was laughing so damn much. But he goes, man, there's this show out on TV that it's like this chick, or this dude, this he, she, dude, whatever, it's basically like The Bachelor or one of those type shows where you date this chick, and but basically it's a dude, but he's like Indian or Arab of some sort, like some crazy looking crazy mix, right? Some crazy Indian mix. And I've seen the chick, dude, looks whatever surgery or pills this motherfucker took, looks like a fucking this little Bambi looking fucking bitch. Like, looks like a female straight up and down. You would not even think that to yourself that it's a fucking dude for shit. And so the game was like, she's, you know, on like some like The Bachelor type shit, going on dates with these dudes in a house and little games, little, you know, eliminations and all that dumb shit. And at the very end of it, she ends up revealing the truth, like, okay, well, you could either come with me to, like, fucking, and spend a week vacation doing this, that, and the other, but you have to know that I'm a man or some shit like that. And I think the dude kind of, like, accepted it. He was just like, fuck it, whatever, but it was kind of like the oh my God moment. Like, you know, his face was red. He was kind of, the other contestants, like, 2 and 3 were like embarrassed. Cause, I mean, they were laughing. They're like, "Oh, at least it ain't, you know, fuck that, you know." But before I fucking even like saw the show, and I was asking my dude, I was like, "So what the fuck?" I was like, "How do you not know?" Like, I'm sure. Like, he goes, "No, nah, like, she looks like a fucking. I mean, he looks like a fucking female. Like, and he's like, man, she looks fine as a motherfucker." He goes, "I'll be." he gave me this like look, and he like smiled like. Basically, he gave me that look and smile like I would fuck that shit up. I was cracking the fuck up. I was like, "You're serious? Like, you're stupid. You're fucking not even playing."
He would
put me on that show.
Like, was he saying like he would still that, you know, even knowing that it was?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he was about it.
So he would have been, he'd have been like the contestant, Charles. Like, he would have been embarrassed at first, but then he would have just accepted that shit and went up.
Wow, he would have done beat that shit up for the honeymoon. Yeah, he would have done, he would have been like five years later, like, catch up on them as a couple. How have they been now? Fucking season 2 with this fool and a new, you know, I don't know.
Oh, hell no. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. Like, yeah, I would not do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying.
You ain't going to go all the way through. Yeah. But you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, you know.
Let me smell you real quick. Let me smell that shit. Let me smell that ass. Oh, it smells like crotch. I'm moving on.
It smells like balls. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it smells like sweaty ass balls. It smells like what I got. I'm moving. I'm leaving.
No, that's what I'm saying. My whole shit is like, yo. That shit's freaking me out because, you know, you could really get, that shit would fool me, you know what I'm saying? And whoever's out there, you know, doing that type of shit or going out, like, you know, motherfuckers, you guys better be careful and, you know, just take a look at those pictures and you'll see, man. But nah, you know, if that was the case, like, yeah. You know what, you know, you're dancing or some shit, you know, it's like, yeah, I got, you know, we can go home or we could go do some shit, you know, but I gotta tell you, I'm a fucking man. Like, nah, dog, if you still say yeah, like, nah, get the fuck gone, dog. Nah.
Then you're fucking around.
Yeah, like, nah.
Yeah, you might as well be fucking, you might as well be in it to win it then if you try to do all that.
Yeah. I mean, you could just be bi, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know who just popped into my head? Remember when, what were we in? Like, junior high or some shit? But you remember the, what was his name? It was like one dude or two dudes that were like gay or like bisexual or some shit like that. Motherfucker looked like a man already.
Those are like ravers. Yeah, and yeah. Shit.
But dude looked like a man already. You know what I'm saying? He had like a bearder in like 7th grade and shit or something. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Like, and I'll say it. I mean,
yeah, maybe we shouldn't say, you know.
I want to start saying names. Yeah, that's not any close.
But you know who I'm talking about, though, right?
You never know. Yeah, cornball assholes. Yeah.
that face just popped into my motherfucking brain right now. But that shit's funny, though, because Even that those pictures that that Andreja guy, like, if you keep flipping through them, if you flip through enough of them, it shows like his.
How many pictures you see?
It was like four or five of them or some shit. Cause I was checking.
Okay.
I was checking. Sure, I was like, sure. Yo, I want to see how many pictures it takes for me to see, like, okay, yeah, this is a man. Like, I would have figured it out by now. So it took me a few pictures, dog. I'm telling you, I was like flipping through, like, damn, I can't tell right there, man. And then finally, I seen one where it showed like his Adam's apple. I don't know if he had that shit like removed or something, because on some pictures you can't really tell, or maybe it's like photoshopped or something. But then, you know, it got to his hands. Motherfucker's hands are huge, dog. Like, motherfucker has like bear claws attached to his wrist and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
playing football and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, dog. And the that shit's funny because, you know, that I don't know. I feel like, you know, growing up and watching, you know, the Stern Show and shit, like most of the trannies that would go on were like the most manliest motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like deep ass voices, big, you know, the
deep voice.
Yeah. Big ass hands, big broad shoulders and shit. Like it was never the small cat. You know what I mean? That's just like a small dude in general and just wanted to be a girl and like can actually transition to a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like it's always the big motherfucker, deepest voice, big ass dick and shit.
Damn, you was watching that on fucking Stern? Fucking
dog, you don't remember? You don't remember
HBO with that shit?
You don't remember watching Stern? That shit. That
I do. I'm just fucking around.
I'm like, yeah, come on, dog. You gonna,
he's like, fucking, fuck you, Ruben.
You fucking throw me out of the raft here and shit. They're like, nah, dog. I ain't never heard that shit before. Fucking dick.
Well, I'm just saying. They blurred everything out, dog. I couldn't, you know.
Yeah. No, but, you know, the words, though, you know, Stern was slick with it, you know. Obviously, you couldn't see shit, but, you know, you'd be listening like, oh, my God, you've got the biggest penis I've ever seen for a transgender or some shit, you know what I mean? But, yeah.
Everybody's just turned off. They're fucking listening to our shit right now, though.
Or they're laughing. Just, okay. Or they're laughing.
Or we're getting more people. Or we're getting more people. We're like bashing them, but then like talking about them. So it's kind of like,
yeah, giving them props, man. It's like it's, you know,
fucking. All right. I just. I feel like comfortable right now, bro. I don't know. It's fucking, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I'm getting those vibes, dog. It's like mad quiet over there and shit. It's like,
I'm like, what to say next that's not going to sound homophobic and fucking weird. I'm just trying to pick my words, dog. I'm just trying to.
I know, like, but you're taking extra.
I know you straight. I'm straight, shit.
I just playing, but so all right. You know, thanks for
so peace out, yeah. Y'all Lakers.